Vayter and Shas, we are in Menachos of Lamed Aleph, beginning upon Lamed Beis by the bottom of the page, very last line, second word. Now, we had mentioned earlier on this daf, towards the middle of the page, a statement. Amar Ravin bar Chinina, Amar Ula, Amar Rav Chanina, Halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri. The halacha goes like Rav Shimon Shazuri, v'lo o, not only that, but ela kol makom shana Rav Shimon Shazuri, halacha gemosa. Whenever it brings down Rav Shimon Shazuri, the halacha is going to be like him. Now, we're trying to figure out on what statement was that made. We tried a few things, we were unsuccessful, and we now continue on our journey to figure out where it was set on. Ela amara papa ashida, was said about a carriage. Avraham Yitzchak amar ayayin, was said about yayin. Arav papa amar peep, turn the page. Lamed alpha manaf ashida, was said about ashida. At the time we learned in a mishnah. This is a mishnah in Kalim. Well, we need a little bit of background before we jump into this. So here's the deal. In reference to Tumah, if you have a wood kli, we compare the wood kli to a sack. A sack meaning a sack. And they're only going to be mekabel tumah if they have the same situation of a sack, and that is that they're a kibel, they're able to hold things, and they're also able to be moved when they're totally full. So if you fill it up, if you can move it, it can be mekabel tumah. If not, then it will not be mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah in Kalim says that if you have a big kli, a wooden kli, like a shida, which is a carriage, they're not going to be mekabel tumah if they're big enough to hold 40 saw of the 40 saw of liquid or 60 saw of solid, then which is comes out to be pretty much the same, because 40 saw of liquid is 60 saw of solid, because you could heap it over the top. Such a mount that would be full, you're not able to actually move it. It's going to end up breaking. So clearly, that's not something that's going to be mekabel tumah. So now we're going to see how we go and we measure that. When we measure it, we're talking about the inner dimensions. That's the 40 saw doesn't include the material of the actual carriage itself, but only the amount that it's able to contain, what can go in it. So now we say, the time went to the Mishnah, Shida Beishamayom and Nimdedes Mivifnim, that we measure it from inside. That is Beishamay's approach. Beishilal Omrim Mivachutz, we do it from the outside. They're clearly not agreeing with Beishamay. Hilashamay on this one is saying that you actually measure the outside as well. That's part of the stuff. That is that the actual walls of the carriage, the material of the carriage itself, is included in the count over here. Modem elu ve'elu she'ein ovi haraglaim ve'ovi halabizbizin nimdad. Both of them agree, Bisham and Beis Hillel, that the thickness of the legs and that of the lips are not measured when you're figuring out the volume of this shida. The legs, we know what that is. The lips means the outer rim that goes around the top of the carriage. That's not included in the count. Rabbi Yossi Omer, modem sheovi arglayim veovi halabizbizin nimdad. They agree that the thickness of the legs and things of the lips are measured. But what's between them is not measured. Rashi says, "Oso avir shebein reglaim, the space between the legs mitachas ein nimdad." The law minan rowin ki ilu sholim yardim ad sofer reglaim. They don't look like the surrounding walls, that they like go down to the bottom of the legs. That we don't do. We don't extend it to the bottom. Rav Shimon Shazui Omer, Im hayu reglayim gvos tefach im b'neim nindad. If the legs are tefach high, then you don't measure what's between them. V'im lav b'neim nindad. But if not, then you do measure what's between them. Oh, fascinating. So then, according to Rav Papa, Rav Chanina's halacha, when he said his din about Rav Shimon Shazui, he always goes like him, he goes talking about this. So Rashi points out that a tefach is considered chashuv. So if the height of the legs less than a tefach, then we look at the bottom of the carriage, like it extends to the bottom of the legs, and it fills up that space in between as well. It must be that this is where he's going on. He says, no, the halacha is going on the statement of Shimon Shazuri in reference to wine. Ditanam really to the Mishnah in the Tyros. Ah, the wonderful world of Tumah. Here's a general rule. The general law is that when you have Tumah, something tummy touches another thing, that it starts going down in level. You have a Rish, you have Avatumah, you have a Rish on the Tumah, Shein on the Tumah, Shlish or a V, so it usually goes down. When it comes to liquids, though, the Chachamim made a exer that whenever a liquid gets Tumah from something that's tummy, then even from something that's just going to Pasul Truma with touching it, aka a Sheni, because a Sheni will impact to a Shlishi only Truma, then the liquid becomes Tame to a level of a Rishon. So if you have a Sheni, a Tumah Sheni touches a liquid, the level of Tumah goes up the ladder, and then what happens, it becomes a Rishon, which can then make something that it touches into a Sheni. So with that information, let's take a look and see. This time we're looking at Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, Shemen Tchila Le'olam. Olive oil, it's considered a liquid, and it's always going to be a Rishon. Rashi's main Shinitma Ba'avatuma, Oba Rishon, Oba Sheni, Havi'ihu Rishon. The Kaimelon Kol Apostel Satruma Metame Mashkin Leos Tchila, Tchila meaning a Rishon, Veshemen Mashke. Chachamim say, Afad Dvash, even honey. Honey is also considered, not only oil, but honey is also considered a liquid in reference to this, and it's always going to be a Rishon when it comes Tame. Rabbi Meir, though, wouldn't consider this to be liquid. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, Afayayin. He says, even wine. Now, what does that mean? He says, even wine. That's the mashma that Shimon Shizuri is saying, that a chiddush that wasn't just said, and Mechla, the Tanakama, sever Yayin lo. That implies the Tanakama holds that wine is not going to be this type of din. What does that mean? Of course, wine is considered a liquid. Okay, let's fix it up a little bit. No, so what do we mean? Ella Rishim and Shazuri Omer Yayin. He says wine. Rashi says Velo Shemin Zavash, the Lohavi Mashkin. Vahoch Kamar Chanina Alachi Rishim. He says it's only by wine and not by the honey and not by the wine. I'm sorry, not by the oil. If it's on that, that Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, Rav Chanina brought down his din about Rishim and Shazuri. Wow, okay. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Amar Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, Pamachas Nesarv Li Teva Bechulin. One time, story time, once upon a time, I had myself a little bit of tevel. Now, tevel is something that wasn't tithed yet. That's, you know, to eat that. And it got mixed up with chulin, and stuff that was taken off of it. Ubasi v'sha'alti, so we tarfen. I came and asked, tarfen, what do I do? Farmer Lee, leich kach l'chab min ashuk v'aser alav. Rashi explains the case over here that we're talking about is in Sarfati Tevel is Demai. Demai fell into Chulin. You weren't able to take it out because of the Chulin is mixed into. Even though you don't have to take off from Demai.
Since Midrabanan you should, you have to. Have a lay min Chulin ha-pater al Tevel ha-chayiv.
So he said, what am I supposed to do over here? So he says, you know, go to the shuk and take and get from there. Rashi says, kach min shuk demai me'ama aretz, to have a nami pater midoraisa, al ha-pater doraisa, and then you can do it, take from there. Kasavar doraisa beruba batal. He holds that even, that, I'm sorry, he holds that according to midoraisa, the tevel that falls into chulin is going to be batal, batal beruf. Right, the din that tevel does not become batal by the rov of chulin is only midrabanan. Midaraisa, the tevel that falls in is going to be batal, and it's going to take on the thing of chulin. For rov hamaaretz ma'asenin, a majority of hamaaretzim they take off ma'aser properly. It's just a gzera. So the maya that he bought from the market is also only midrabanan. V'havale kitar mina p'tor ala p'tor. So Rashi says, so it'd be like taking p'tor off of p'tor. Both the maya that he buys and the tevel that became mixed with the chulin are going to be midrabanan and not midaraisa. So he can now, you know, solve his issue with that stuff that he goes and he buys over there. Okay, so now, v'leimalei leich kach min ovi kachavim. Why did he say to go buy it, you know, from the shuk over there? Why didn't he go and tell him to buy it from a vodazarinik, you know, from a guy, and use the stuff there to take off the tevel that mixed into the chulin? Kasav, Rashi says the pater midaraisa, right? Because we buy from the chacham, that's pater midaraisa v'chayv midrabanan. It's the same, like, issue over the same level. Kasavar ein kinyan la'ovid kachav meretz Yisrael lafkia miyad meiser. Rav Tarfon must hold that a guy can't have kinyan in Eretz Yisrael in reference to taking it out from the chiyav of meiser. That's if you have stuff that grows in a guy's field there to sell, immediately midaraisa, you're going to be chayev. That the yid who buys from that stuff, from the guy is really midaraisa having to go and take from it. The havelay back in the gemara, havelay min achiyav al patur. Then it's going to be back to our same issue. You're going to have taking off from achiyav and patur, and that's not going to work over here.
There's some say that Rav Tarfon said the Rav Shimon Shazuri. What do you mean? But why not lech kachmina over kachavim? Go buy from some stuff of the same type of food from a guy.
Kasavar yesh kinyo over kachavim beretz Yisrael lafkiyam yad meiser. The mayor says that a guy can own in Eretz Yisrael, in reference to taking it off, right? The stuff that grows on the land owned by a guy is not chay midrashel midrabanan. V'havalei min apator lapator. Now, according to this, the Gemara is going to say, why didn't Rabbi Tarfon actually say to do that? V'lei malei kach min ha-shuk. Rabbi Tarfon say, go buy demai from the shuk and use that stuff, you know, to take off, you know, from the shuk. Kasavar ein ruv amar, it's masim. Must be the reason why he wants to say to do it the other way, when he's saying, oh, this is what you should do. Igadam relate, leikach menuv kacham. Aha, it's not like a kasha. It's saying that was a statement. It's a new thing. They say, why don't we do the other way? Take from the shuk. Must be, kasavar ein ruv amar, it's masim. Must be that, I mean, they say the majority do not take off maaser. In which case, demai now, right, even though we said yesterday and we saw just a moment ago that we say majority of amaratsim, they do. There's a miyat hamatzai that doesn't, therefore we say that you have to go and take off of demai, you have to redo the shtickel, right? So now we're saying over here, maybe of the opinion that he doesn't, that the note is saying it's like at least at best 50-50, and therefore demai is going to be deraisa, it's a something deraisa, and to use it for taking off on this tevel shtickel is not going to help you here because you have a deraisa taking off from the derabanan. Shalach le'rav yemar bar shlemya le'rav papa. So now we brought this idea. Now the Gemara asks, "Had the Amar Ravin Bar Chinnah Amar Ula Amar Rav Chanina Halachik Rav Shimon Zuri, that which we saw in Lamar Beis that statement towards the top of the page, middle top, V'lo Odele Kol Makom Shoshana Rav Shimon Zuri Halachik Kamoso Af Binis Arev Le Teva Bechulin? Did he mean this din in reference to the case of Tevel that got mixed with Chulin? Amar Lei says in, yeah, the halacha was like them as well." Amar Ravashi, Amar Li Mar Zutra, Kashi Ba Rav Chanina Misura. Ravashi said, Mar Zutra said to me, Rav Chanina of Sura had a problem with this question, Pshita. I mean, it's obvious that he meant to include this also. Beep, turn the page. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Mika Amar V'Mishnah Seinu. When the statement was made that we go according to the Halacha of Shimon Shazur and every said, did we say like only in our Mishnah? Rashi says, the Mashma Mishnah of Lebraisa. It's only here. If you were to throw that in over there, it's okay, then maybe he's only talking about this specifically and not to the case of Tevel that got mixed with Chulin, which is brought in Lebraisa. But he didn't say that statement over there. Kol Makom Shoshana Kamar. He says, any place that it comes up, the Halacha is going to go like him. So what are you even asking over here? I don't even get your question over here. Yep, it applies everywhere. Amarav Zeire, Amarav Chananel, Amarav. Here we go with a new topic. Kara Hababish Neshitim. Let's say you have a tear that goes two lines into the writing. Yeah, then what do? It comes up and you got a rip in your parchment. What do? Yitpor. Go ahead and start and sew it up. Rashi says, Kara Hababish Neshitim. Im Niskara Gilion Shil Sefer. Then go ahead and you sew it up. But if it goes into three lines, then you don't do it. Get rid of the whole column. You don't go ahead and you don't sew it. You got to replace that whole column, that whole parchment. Amar le Rabbi Zuti le Rav Ashi. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yirmi Midifti Mishmei Dorava. Hada Amin B'Shalosh Al Yitfor. That's just what you don't. Lo Amin Ella Ba'atikta. When was that halacha said? That was only said if we're talking about Lo Amin Ella Ba'atikta. We're talking about a very old type of old parchment over there. It says Rashi Klaf Yashan, parchment that's old. And Mignaya Kriya, the rip thing is going to look really not good. Aval Chanata Halasaba. If it's a brand new sklaf, it's a newer one, then it's not a problem. You can actually sew it even if it's more than that. When we say old, it doesn't mean literally that it's old. New doesn't mean literally new. The new one is talking about that it was not treated with gallnut juice. Says Rashi, Havishachar ke'atika, afitzan mitukan aklaf, b'efzan shekarin glosh. Gloss. It's like a gloss. So there, Elaha, the law of Fitzan, and Ha, the Fitzan. The new one is talking about it was not treated with this juice, and the old one is talking about that it was treated with this juice. Mahani, Mili, Begede, and these things that we're talking about is sewing the tear with Gidin, with sinews. Rashi's Hani, Mili, the Tofer, Begidin, Yitfor, Aval, Lo, Begrudin, like we're going to see right now, Aval, Begrudin, Lo. But we shouldn't sew it with threads. By Rav Yehuda, by Abba, Bein Daf LeDaf. Let's say you have a tear that goes longer than three lines, but it doesn't go into the writing, but it's between one column and another column. Bein Shita LeShita is between one line and another line. Rashi Bein Daf LeDaf, Nikra Ad Kineged Ksav, Sheilu Haya, Ksav Haya Yosem Yigav Shita. And if it would have been on the Ksav, it's more than three lines, but it's next to it. Bein Shita LeShita says, Rashi, Im Nikra Yitfar, Oh, lo yitfar. If it says over there, what do you do? My, what is going to be the din? Says Gemara, take a good question. We don't know. Amar Rav Ziri, Amar Rav Chanana, Amar Rav Mezuzah Shekasu Shteim Shteim. A mezuzah, the one wrote 2 by 2. In other words, it's only two words on each line. Rashi says Shteim Shteim Shitas Ktsaros Shita Shita Bas Shtei Tevos Kshera. It will be kosher. Iboilu Shteim V'Shalosh V'Achas Mau. What if it was written two words on one line, and then three words on the next line, then one word on the one after that? What's going to be the din? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Kol Shekin Shasuk Shira. For sure, it's going to be good. And I read that wrong. Kol Shekin, it's going to be good. Shasuk Kishira, you made it like Kishira. Rashi says Kol Shekin the Kshira. For sure, it's going to be kosher. Why? Da'asa Shasau Shasau Kishira. So it's going to be good in such a case. If one made it like a poem, or if he made a poem like it, psula, then it's going to be puzzle. If one wrote a regular paragraph in the form of a poem, or a poem in the form of a regular paragraph, and it's going to be no good, says Rashi. That is that Shekosav Ashira Kishar Tevos, Ariach Al Gabi Ariach, that's going to be no good. Kitanya Hahi, so we have a bit of a problem. How could you say you could just make it like a Shira? No, Kitanya Hahi B'Sefer Torah. What was that talking about? That's talking about the Sefer Torah. When it comes to Sefer Torah, you can't start switching things up. But with the Mezuzah, it's fine. It my Nami Amar Rav Bar. Barchana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar La, Amar Rav Achavar, Barchana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mezuzah Shaso, Shtayim, Shalosh, V'Achas. Mezuzah is written 2, 3, 1, in like that order. Sure, it's going to be kosher. V'Vat Shal Yasadik, a kuba, as long as it doesn't make it like a kuba. A kuba literally means a tent. Look at Rashi. Shalosh Yasadik, a kuba, kazeh. You see, it's like the top line is 1, then 2, then 3. Ke'ol, Rachav, Milmata, V'Katsu, V'Mala, Dahainu, Achas, Shtayim, Shalosh. That, you know how to do. And you can't do the flip. V'Vat Shal Yasadik, kazeh. If you don't make it like a tail, says Rashi, Shalosh, Shtayim, Achas, kazeh. And you have that little picture then, Rashi, that it gets wider, so 3, then 2, then 1, that can't be. Amar Rav Chista, Ala Aretz B'Shita Acharona, the last word of the mezuzah, Ala Aretz, has to be on the last line. Says Rashi, Ala Aretz B'Shita Acharona, Kolome Ein B'Shita Acharona, Ela Shtei Tevas Alol. It's going to be only those two words. Igad Army B'Sof Shita, some say that the words are written at the end of the last line. Rashi says, Hayom Eschilin L'Shita Acharona Kazeh. That is that you have, you write line, then line, and then that last line is that you don't start on the right, but you have to be starting towards the middle. That's going to end at the left side of those two letters. So you leave the right side of it, you leave it blank, the beginning of the line. Some say it's got to be done at the beginning of the last line, and the rest of it you leave blank. And B'tchilas Shita says, how you must skill in the Shita Chronic is that, where it's, you know, just leave off that is blank at the end of the line. Mandam of Soshita, according to one who says that they're written at the end of the line, Ki Gvoa Shamayim Ala Aretz. The last pasuk says, "Leman yirbu yemechem v'mei v'neichem al adama asher nisba Hashem lavoseichem laseis lam kimei hashamayim al haaretz." So the one says to me at the end, "You want the word kigvo shamayim al haaretz? They should have them on top of each other." Uman de amar betchil shiita. The one says it's done in the beginning of the line. Ki hechi de berachka shamayim al haaretz me haaretz. You want them to have a distance from Shemayim and Eretz. Rashi says, "Man David Chilshi, the Kolomer Boy Archuke Eretz Mishra." You want to distance them, distance the two. The Hechi Mash, the Hachi Mashma, Ki Hechi the Merachka Shemayim and Eretz. Just like Shemayim and Eretz are so far from each other, Kain Yaarichu Yemechem. So too your days will be lengthened. Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Zok Rabbi Chelbo, Chazin and Lei LeRav Huna. The karchla me echad klape shma. I saw that Rav Huna would roll the mezuzah from echad, which is from Shema Yisrael Shem Elokim Hashem Echad, klape shma. That is, he went from the left, from echad, to the right towards the word shma. Ve'ose parshiosea stumos, and he would make its parshios, its paragraph closed. But that, my friends, we're going to explain tomorrow. And tomorrow's daf is Hashem. So we're going to stop over here. And I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.